Let me welcome you again. My name's Tim. I'm one of the pastors here, and I'll be guiding us through the last chunk of Matthew's Gospel. Now, boys and girls, how are we today? You all right? There's nothing. Now, we're going to head up back up to the mountain where Jesus has been teaching us lots of things, okay? And now, an extra incentive for you today is that this is our last journey up to the mountain to hear and learn from Jesus. Not that we're not going to do that ever again, but just up on the mountainside. Because today, in our passage, we come to the last little bit of section that he's been teaching, which is known as the Sermon on the Mount. Now, if you remember, up on the mountainside where Jesus is teaching, there are two different types of people. Can anyone remember the two types of people, the two groups of people there are? Okay, what? Any takers? One begins with D. It's another name for Jesus' followers. His disciples, fantastic. So there's one group of people up the mountain listening to Jesus as he teaches, and they're his disciples. They're his saved people, those who are learning to live like royalty, learning to live like one who belongs to the kingdom. And what Jesus is teaching them isn't kind of how you get into the kingdom, because if it was, then they wouldn't be able to get in, and neither would any of us, because we're all sinners. But what Jesus teaches is that once you've come to him for forgiveness, he teaches us what it is to live like a disciple, like one of his followers. So it's a little bit like school, okay? So when you go to school, you put on your school uniform, and then you go, and then you're told some school rules, maybe have class rules. Do you have class rules? Yeah, we used to have class rules. And basically, the rules are there to help you or to teach you how to behave at the school. They're not there to say whether you can go to the school or not. They're there to help you. And that's a little bit like what Jesus is doing with his disciples. They're already his saved people, and now Jesus is teaching them what it is to be a follower. So that's group number one. That was Jesus' disciples. Now, there were other people there listening. Can anyone remember who they were? Go on, Ollie. It was the crowd. Fantastic. It was the crowd. The crowd who are listening to Jesus. Now, they're not disciples of the Lord Jesus. But as they listen on, they're being told what it is to be a disciple, what it is to follow him, and the cost of being part of Jesus' royal family. And actually, it's a really urgent and serious call to them from Jesus to say, come and be a disciple. Come to me, and I'll make you a disciple. Now, however young or old you are this morning, so I don't know why I pointed to the balcony for being old, but there we go. However young or old we are this morning, either way, Jesus says, as he teaches, that we are to listen and to respond to what he is teaching today. That if we listen to him, we can be confident that we really are part of his family. We are really a disciple of Jesus and are certain of a place in heaven with him. But Jesus also says, if you ignore what he says, then we're still in trouble and we still have our sins remaining over us. We're going to get our Bibles out and we're going to look at that last part of what Jesus taught up the mountain. Now, adults, it's on page 972. Boys and girls, it's going to be on the screen for you to follow. And just while the adults are turning there, I've got a couple of actions for you to do to help me with the reading this morning, okay? It's not this, I've just got an itchy leg, sorry. Part of the actions, okay, there's going to be a storm in our reading. And so when you hear the rain come, I want you to do this, okay? I want you to tap your knees like this, okay? Makes a nice little rain sound. And the storm and the streams are going to rise, okay? And this is what the noise a stream rising does, okay? Ready? Ooh. Okay, can you do that? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ooh. Yeah, you'll hear it now in nature all the time. It's amazing. And then the last thing is the winds blew. Okay, so we're going to go. You could be imaginative with that one. You could do hand actions as well if you like. But here we go. So adults, it's page 972. Boys and girls, it's on the screen. A little bit small, but it's on the screen, and you can join in the actions with me. Jesus says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew, and they beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. This is God's word to us. Let's pray together, shall we? Let's put our hands together. Let's pray and ask God for his help, and then we'll look at that together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we can sit here today and listen to these words of Jesus. And very simply, we ask that with your help, we would be those who don't just listen to what Jesus teaches us today, but that we would put into practice what he says too. So Father, please help us to concentrate, to listen really well. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen. My boys and girls, who's ever played the game Simon Says? Has anyone ever played that game? Fantastic. So it generally goes like this. When Simon says something, you do it. And when he doesn't, when you don't say Simon Says, then you don't do it, okay? So we're going to have a quick game of this, all right? Anyone else, you'll feel free to join in as much as you like. But here we go. So Simon Says, stand up. Yes, Faith. I was a few in the balcony. Good. Simon says, high five the person next to you. Simon says, jump up and down. Stop. Simon says, stop. Very good. Simon says, turn around. Simon says, pretend you're a chicken. Simon says, pick your nose. Oh, that's disgusting. Just seeing who's really committed to this or not. Simon says, turn around. And Simon says, turn around. Simon says, jump up and down. Stop. Simon says, stop. Simon says, sit down. And Simon says, we're going to stop that for a little bit. Okay? Good. I like the enthusiasm elsewhere as well. Fantastic. Now, Jesus has been teaching, okay, his disciples for a long time up the mountain. We've done this for a number of weeks, haven't we? Been up the mountain listening to Jesus. And that's because there's so much to learn about being a disciple of Jesus. He has so many good things to teach us about following him. And what Jesus teaches us today is so important, not just because it's the last thing he says up the mountain, but because it's relevant to every time we hear his word spoken, when we hear from Jesus, when we open his Bible. So it's vital that we get what Jesus is saying today, okay? Jesus says that listening to him means obeying him, okay? So listening to Jesus means doing what he says. So just like in the game of Simon Says we've just played, all right, a silly game, well, actually, in a much more serious and important way in life, when Jesus says something, we need to listen to him and then do it. That's what being a disciple is all about. You see, disciples have been saved by Jesus to now listen to him and to do what he says. See, even if no one else is doing what Jesus says. See, some of you were really good at Simon Says just then. Some of you did it the whole way through. You didn't stop when I said stop. And the truth is, to be good at that game, you have to kind of ignore what everyone else is doing. You just have to focus in on what's being said. Because as soon as you start looking at what other people are doing, then actually they distract you, and if they get it wrong, you get it wrong as well. And it's a little bit like that with Jesus' words. He says, don't pay attention to what everyone else is doing or who they're listening to. He says, listen to me, listen to my words, because they are powerful, they're important because of who Jesus is. Now, to help us this morning, Jesus, in the passage where you help me with the actions, he paints a picture of two people, and two characters who are going to meet. One who listens to what he says, and one who doesn't. And here they are, okay? So this is the first character we're going to meet. It's Mr. Wise. Can you say hello to Mr. Wise? Hello. and it's like being back at school. Although I never came across Mr. Wise. And our second character is Mr. Fool. Say hello, Mr. Fool. Now, Mr. Wise is someone who hears what Jesus says and then does it. He puts it into practice. And then Mr. Fool is someone who hears what Jesus says and then ignores it. And just for a few minutes, we're going to consider both of these characters, both Mr. Wise and what he has to teach us, and Mr. Fool and about what he has to teach us. And so first up, we're going to look at Mr. Wise. All right, I'm going to turn this around. I'll test you later, see if you can still remember who that is. So Mr. Wise, okay? And this is the first thing that Jesus is going to teach us today. He's going to say, disciple, be a Mr. Wise. Okay, can you do that with me? Disciple, be a Mr. Wise. And if you want to have a long beard and go down here, you can do as well. That's all right. Or just here, that's fine. So disciple, be a Mr. Wise. He says, listen and obey what Jesus says. Now, in our reading, Mr. Wise was doing something. Can anyone remember what Mr. Wise was doing in the story? Anyone? Ollie? He was building a house. Okay, so can we get our hammers out? Everyone get your hammer out? Start put some nails into the wall. Well, let's get our drills out. That's the noise mine makes. It might be broken, I don't know. Can you get your drills? Good, it's a bit of painting now, a bit of painting. Okay, and Mr. Wise is building his house. And he builds his house on the rock. He builds it on a solid foundation. This is the foundation that's not going to be easily moved. And so it's a good place to build a house if you're ever going to build one. Build it on the rock. Now, in our story, do you remember? A storm comes. All right, so let's get actions. So the storm comes, the rains fall. The streams rise, and the winds blow. And what happens to the house? It survives. It's safe. This house is safe. And it's safe because it's built on a strong foundation. It's not just that Mr. Wise has built his house particularly well. It's because he built it on a strong foundation. He built it on the rock. So what is Jesus saying when he says, disciples, we should be like Mr. Wise? What does he mean? Well, Jesus says we're being like Mr. Wise when we listen to his words and put them into practice. It's as if we're building our house or our lives on what Jesus says. You see, this rock is really a picture of Jesus' words, okay? It's a picture of his words. And so whoever comes to Jesus for forgiveness and continues to build their life on him and his words will be safe. Both safe from being destroyed when the storms of troubles in life come, and safe from the final storm and destruction that will come on all those who have ignored what Jesus says. So Jesus says to us this morning, disciple, ready? Be a Mr. Wise. Okay, some of you have grown a beard since we last did that. That's good. So it means listening to Jesus' words, putting them into practice. Now, we know from the Bible that these words mean more than just what Jesus has been saying up on the mountainside. It's all of Jesus' words. It's the Bible. So anytime we listen to the Bible, say, because the Bible is God's words revealed to us. It's all of his word. It's what Jesus has said to us in the past, and it's what he continues to say to us today. So disciples of Jesus, let me encourage you firstly this morning to go to the places where you're going to hear or be able to listen to Jesus' word taught. So that might mean coming on a Sunday morning, whether that's being in here taught from the Bible or up in Treasure Hunters. It will involve maybe going to Bright Sparks or to Rock Solid during the week and having the Bible open and listening to what Jesus has to say. It will mean at home reading the Bible, maybe with your brother or sister, with your mum or dad, or on your own, and listening to what Jesus has to say. And there's lots of different ways we can hear Jesus speaking through his word. But we can't stop there, can we? We don't just want to be listeners of Jesus' words, because just like Mr. Wise is teaching us this morning, we need to be those who do what Jesus says. You see, once you've listened to King Jesus as disciples, as those who belong to his royal family, we are to put into practice all that he teaches us. With God's help, we are to obey what King Jesus says. So disciples, we're called to the royal family that always plays the Jesus says game. Our aim is to do what pleases Jesus, and we learn about that through his word. So when he says, for example, disciple, keep your word when you've made a good promise, do you think you should keep it? Yeah, you should. You should keep it because Jesus says we should. And when Jesus says to his disciples, you need to honor your mum and your dad and those who care for you, do you think he means it? Do you think we should do that? Well, yeah, Jesus says, yes, we should do it. We should be doers of his word. We shouldn't just listen to that kind of command and then walk off and ignore it. See, Jesus says to everyone in this room today, young or old, be a Mr. Wise. Listen to Jesus and put his words into practice. Now, did you notice, so putting into practice, it's a phrase you might use a lot with lots of different things, because when you practice something, it means a bit of hard work. So who here plays an instrument? Anyone play an instrument? Yeah? So when you play an instrument, you've got to practice it. You can't just expect pick it up and then play it straight away. Who here plays a sport or does running or anyone play a sport? So if you want to get better at a sport, then you have to work at it. You have to put it into practice. It doesn't mean, so when you practice something, it doesn't mean you're going to get everything perfect all the time. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail at times. But as we play, Jesus says, he promises to help us grow into his likeness. So we will make progress, not by our own efforts, but by Jesus helping us. See, doing what Jesus says isn't how we're saved, because we're only saved through trusting in Jesus and his perfect life and his death on the cross. But as we play, as it were, Jesus says, as we put his words into practice, we show others that we really are his disciples, and we show that we really do belong to his royal family. So Jesus says, ready? Let's say this together. Jesus says, disciple, be a Mr. Wise. Build your life on his words. It's a strong foundation, okay? So that's our first character, Mr. Wise. Who was the other character we met over here? Tell me 1, 2, 3, who was it? Mr. Fool. So let's learn from Mr. Fool then. What are we learning about Mr. Fool today? Well, the second thing Jesus teaches us is disciple, don't be like Mr. Fool, okay? I've suddenly forgotten the action I was going to do for Fool. Oh, I've got it, right. Don't be like Mr. Fool, okay? Can we do that together? 1, 2, 3. Don't be like Mr. Fool. And I've gone for that because he's someone who starts to hear what Jesus says and then he ignores it. It's like he's putting his fingers in his ears and walking off. You see, in our reading, who can remember what Mr. Fool was doing? What was he doing in our passage? Can anyone remember? What was he doing? What was he doing? He was also building a house. Here it is. Here's his house. Can you see that over there? So let's... I was going to do some actions for that, that's fine. So he's built his house, but where's he built his house? What's different between where Mr. Fool's built it? Where's he building his house? He's building it on sand. Now, sand's not a good place to build a house. Now, I can't say that from practice, but it's not a good place to build it because it's flimsy, it's weak, it's not strong. It's going to fall. Even if you blow on sand, it kind of just goes, doesn't it? If you've been to the beach recently, you know the sand, if the wind blows, it's horrible because it goes everywhere. Now, the same storm that hit over here also hits this house. So let's get our storm again. Okay, ready? So rain's coming down. The streams rise. And the winds blow. But what happens to this house? What happens to it? It falls flat. And with a great crash, make a bigger noise. With a great crash, why does it fall over? What's the difference? Well, the difference is because the foundation is weak. It's built on something flimsy and easily moved. So when the storm comes, it's got no chance and it's destroyed. So So why does Jesus say to the disciples, don't be like Mr. Fool? What does he mean when he says that? Well, Jesus says we're in danger of being like Mr. Fool when we just listen to Jesus' words and then ignore them. It's as if we're foolishly building our house and our lives on the weak foundation of sand. And so this sand really is a picture, if I can take this off, of just ignoring Jesus' words, of saying no to Jesus' words, saying, well, that's, you know, very nice, but it's not really for me. And Jesus says if we're like that with him and his words, then we're in trouble. And our lives are heading for this great crash. If we ignore Jesus' words, we will not be safe and sustained when the storms of life come. And we will not be safe from the final storm and punishment that will come on all those who haven't asked Jesus for help and who continue to ignore his words and his warnings. So Jesus says, disciple, don't be like Mr. Fool. Can we say it together? Disciple, don't be like Mr. Fool. Now, so out of the two, so as you look at them now, let me just put them up again. So what is the difference? Let's just make sure we got this. What is the biggest difference, okay? I'm not that great at playing Spot the Difference, but this should be an easy one. What's the difference between these two houses? Go on, go for it. One's built on rock, one's built on sand, okay? So you see, Mr. Wise and Mr. Fool, they're both builders, aren't they? They both build something. They're both building houses. They both hear what Jesus says to them. They're both hit by the same storm. But only one is safe and one is destroyed. The difference is the foundation. See, now remember, Mr. Wise's house isn't safe because he did a better job at building. It's not like he's any better than Mr. Fool in that regard, but it's because he built it on this strong foundation. That's the only difference. You see, this picture highlights that disciples of Jesus are saved, not because they've lived a better life than anyone else, but because they've come to Jesus for help and they've started to build their lives on him and what he says. You see, a disciple of Jesus hears Jesus' call to repent and mourn their sin. And they come to him and ask for forgiveness. They come to him and say, Lord Jesus, I accept you dying on the cross in place of my sins and my failings. I want to listen to what you say from now on and do what you say is right. They come to Jesus, the strong rock, and they build their lives on him. You see, let me ask you this morning, everyone who's here today, let me ask you, which of these characters best describes you? Are you someone like Mr. Wise, who's building their life and entrusting their life to Jesus and what he said? Or are you someone who's like Mr. Fool, who's heard Jesus' words, but is still choosing to ignore them? Which of these characters best describes you this morning? Are you trusting Jesus and his words as the strong foundation of your life? Because if you aren't, Jesus warns us again this morning that you're in danger. You're in danger of heading for this big disaster and this big crash that we've seen. So we often sing the song, we sing it at the end, you know, and it's all very nice. There's a nice crash at the end and we all laugh. But this is serious. Jesus says, don't ignore what I say to you today. Now think of Jesus, okay? Jesus is the only one who ever lived a perfect life. In one sense, he was the true Mr. Wise because he always did what was right and he always shunned, he always put aside things that were wrong. He is the strong rock we are called to build our lives on. He alone is the reason we will escape the eternal destruction that's coming. And it's because he experienced that deserved judgment at the cross in our place for those who would trust in him. And so that's even more reason, you know, listen and do what Jesus says because he loves you enough to die for you. And we started, didn't we, by playing the game Simon Says. Okay, Simon Says, nod your head. Simon Says, stand up. Simon Says, sit down. Fantastic. We started by playing that game, and the life of a disciple is a little bit like that, okay? We play Jesus Says. As disciples, as those trusting in Jesus, we are called to listen and do what he teaches. And you might be thinking, well, that's good. You know, we've repeated that a couple of times. Do what Jesus says. Don't ignore what he says. Well, what does that mean in practice? Well, let me give you a few scenarios, okay? So here we go. So I've just chosen a couple of things that Jesus has said as he's been teaching at the mountain, just so we can kind of apply and see what happens. So first of all, let's go for this one. So Jesus says, love your enemies. Now, what's that going to look like in your kind of everyday life? What's that going to look like to do what Jesus says? Well, you might not call anyone your enemy, but that might include someone who's not very nice to you a lot of the time. Or it might be someone who knows you're a Christian and thinks, oh, I don't want to be your friend. It might be someone who opposes Jesus. But just imagine, for example, that, you know, at school in the playground, there's that person, there's that kid in your class who's often not very nice to anyone else. And actually, they're just playing on their own. They're a bit lonely, a bit upset. Well, what's loving your enemies going to look like? Well, loving your enemies, Mr. Wise, what's he going to do as he listens to Jesus' words? Well, he might go over and say, do you want to play with me? Or, can I tell you about Jesus? Or, how are you today? Just speaking to them. That's hard, isn't it? I think that's hard. But Jesus says he will help us to do that as we try to put into practice what he says. What might it look like for Mr. Fool? Well, Mr. Fool might just point and go, well, you know, he deserves to be on his own over there. Someone's going to play over and leave him. He, you know, doesn't deserve anyone to play with him because he's been so nasty. See, it's a radical call to be like a Mr. Wise. But remember, that's how Jesus has treated us, because he died for his enemies. So that's just one way. Okay, let's have another one. So be secret in service. So remember Jesus up the mountain, he was telling his disciples, oh, when you give and when you pray and when you fast, do it secretly. So what might that look like for us? Well, it might mean when you go to your treasure hunters group, if you're Mr. Wise and you get your money out, you got treasure hunters, it might mean, you know, just waiting for the bell to come around, putting it in secretly, not making a big show of your giving. Because Jesus says we should give, but he says give secretly, give without making a big show, so that the praise would go to him. Well, what about Mr. Fool? Well, Mr. Fool might walk around, he might get his 50p out and be like, oh, look at this. Look at this, the shiniest 50p I've ever seen in my life. Wow, look how good I am. Woo! Whoosh! Can you see this? Do you see this? See this? It's shiny, isn't it? Oh, don't look too much, you might blind yourself. Here it goes. It's in the pot. Well done, me. See, that might be Mr. Fool. He's not listening to Jesus' words to do that secretly, to do it without making a big show. And it's hard to do that. We like others to look at us and think, yeah, they're doing well, aren't they? It's hard. Let's look at one more. Jesus says to us, ask, seek, and knock. What's that going to look like for Mr. Wise? What's that going to look like as we be like Mr. Wise? Well, it means we're going to keep coming to Jesus and asking him for his help. Say, Jesus, I'm sorry for those sins I did today. Lord Jesus, please help me to put into practice the things you've asked me to do. You see, Mr. Wise, as he relies on Jesus' word, is relying on Jesus for his help. What about Mr. Fool? Well, Mr. Fool would say, well, actually, I don't need you, Jesus. I can do life on my own, thank you very much. I don't need your help. I'll just go my way, thank you. You see, as you start to pin through what Jesus says, it's a radical way of living. But the foundation is on him, and he promises to help us. See, just as we start to end our time, just this, I just want to read to you the last few words of our passage, okay? Listen to the response of the crowd, and I'm going to ask you what they say. So this is what it says. Adults, it's in verse 28. It says, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. So when Jesus had finished teaching up the mountain, what was the crowd's reaction to it? Anyone tell me? What was his reaction? Yeah, it was amazed. Can you give me an amazed face? It's amazing what you've just taught, Jesus. And it says they're amazed because he taught as one who had authority. See, some people could say, oh, do this, do that. I think, well, you don't have the authority to say that. But here's Jesus who has all authority. See, just look at our verse for the year. This is Jesus speaking. What does he say? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey what? Everything I've commanded, all of my words, Jesus says. Everything I've said. That's what you're to do as disciples. But what's our help? Well, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. See, why should we join in with the Jesus says way of life as disciples? Well, because Jesus has real authority. He is the risen Son of God. He is all powerful. And that's why we should be a Mr. Wise today and not a Mr. Fool. So can we say all that together? So ready? What? It's on the screen. Ready? One, two, three. Disciple, be a Mr. Wise. Don't be a Mr. Fool. Fantastic. Now, perhaps you're a disciple of Jesus here today, and you're thinking, well, you know, I'm trying to be like a Mr. Wise. I'm really trying, but I just keep failing. And you know what? I've had a rubbish week this week. I tried to do what Jesus said, and then I failed again and again. You know, am I doing the right thing? What should I do? Am I really a disciple of Jesus? Well, if that's you this morning, then please don't just, you know, as it were, pull your socks up, try a bit harder. Keep coming to Jesus as you are. Keep relying on him. Remember, he's the strong foundation. He's the one that's going to hold us to the end. Keep asking for his help. Keep asking that he would sustain you and teach you more about what pleases him, and ask for his help to do those things. See, as you build your house and your life, as it were, on the rock, there will be spillages of paint, as it were. There'll be cracks that appear. We're not perfect yet, but Jesus promises to be with us and to help us. And ultimately, it's about him, because he's the strong foundation. So when the storms come, we don't rely on what we've done. We rely on what Jesus has done for us. So keep going if you're a disciple today. Keep going. And perhaps you'd call yourself one of the crowd this morning. Do you hear what Jesus is saying to you today? He says, all other ground to build your life upon, apart from him and his words, is useless. It's rubbish. And more than that, it's not just useless and rubbish, it's dangerous. It's dangerous because it won't sustain you through the storms of life. And it certainly won't keep you standing on the final day of judgment, when God's storm and anger at sin will come. So today, he says, don't continue to build your life elsewhere. Don't continue to ignore Jesus and his words. Come to Jesus. Ask him to be your Lord and Savior. And start with his help to build your life on him, the solid rock. Let's just say this one more time. Ready? One, two, three. Disciple, be a Mr. Wise. Don't be like Mr. Fool. Let's pray together, and then we're going to sing a song that will help us to remember that. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for these words of Jesus. We thank you for their simplicity so that we can understand them. Father, please, would we be like Mr. Wise, that we wouldn't just hear Jesus' words this morning and ignore them? Would we be those who listen to what Jesus says and put them into practice with his help? Our Father, please, would those here this morning who would call themselves part of the crowd, would they come to Jesus and ask for his forgiveness and start to, with his help, be a disciple of the Lord Jesus? So Father, please hear our prayer. Please forgive our sins. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.